Now, some promising news about another potentially deadly disease, sleeping sickness, or trypanosomiasis. It's caused by a parasite and transmitted by tsetse flies. The main agent of control has been through insecticides, which do come with some ecological downsides. But a new study published today in the journal PLOS Biology suggests another way. Alvaro Acosta Serrano led the research. He's at the School of Tropical Medicine in the English city of Liverpool.
We studied trypanosomiasis, which is caused by a parasite called trypanosomes. Trypanosomes are transmitted by a fly called tsetse fly. This is very well known in many African countries, mainly in the sub-Saharan region. And because they are blood feeders, they have to digest many proteins and metabolites that are coming with this blood. One important molecule is tyrosine. So tyrosine is essential for the life of these insects. But what we discover is that if we interrupt the breakdown of this amino acid, then it becomes fatal. So we exploited this by using a drug that is currently used to treat rare metabolic diseases, also affecting the tyrosine degradation in humans. One of them is nitisinone. And what happened is that when nitisinone is supplied to these insects, they die within a few hours. So we validated this in our facilities at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. And then our collaborators in Kenya from ECP Institute, they supplied the drug to animals and then exposed them to tsetse flies, and they die as a result of it.
I realize from what you've said that the studies have just been in animals, but is this a case of just people taking this drug regularly, if, for example, they were to go out into the field, that sort of thing, or is it a one-off? It's not like a vaccination, presumably.
No, and that's not the intention of it.
Right.
There is no need for that. We are not necessarily suggesting that this should be routinely given to people in endemic areas. This could be used in outbreak situations and in regions where tsetse control strategies are not working well. There are some ethical questions behind giving these kind of altruistic drugs to people. Less than 1% of the tsetse flies in endemic areas are carrying the deadly parasite. So there is really no need to submit people to this kind of treatment for only a minor percentage of exposure to a deadly infectious bite.
It sounds fascinating. I mean, could you see this potentially being used against mosquitoes?
That's correct. So I should say that this is very exciting times for people studying trypanosomiasis and trying to control this disease. The human version of it, also known as sleeping sickness, is supposed to be eliminated in 5 to 10 years' time. So this methodology could help accelerate this elimination goal for sleeping sickness. Now, for animal trypanosomiasis, this is a completely different story. It's a huge problem in Africa. It contributes to poverty and all sorts of problems. So when we treat animals, thinking about controlling tsetse, what happens is that mosquitoes and other arthropods that transmit diseases like ticks, for example, they also feed in farm animals. So when you treat, let's say, topically, this drug, which doesn't have to be ingested, but it could be also put on the animal skin, you are actually controlling several of those insects with one strategy. And that's a huge advantage of this. And it only affects blood-feeding insects. It doesn't affect pollinators and bumblebees, as we reported in our paper. So instead of spraying vast territories with insecticides, for example, which will kill inevitably other insects, and importantly, this is a major contributor for the serious problems of insecticide resistance, we need to reduce the impact that insecticide resistance is happening in those areas.
Alvaro Acosta Serrano from the School of Tropical Medicine in Liverpool. You're with NewsHour.